You're listening to SBS News.
Speaking on a visit to Russia, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the US was looking for Iran to behave like a normal country, but would respond if its interests were attacked. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has said there will be no war with the US. Tensions between the two countries have escalated in recent days amid suspicions by US investigators that Iran or its proxies were behind the sabotage of four ships off the coast of the United Arab Emirates yesterday. It's still unclear just who was behind the attack of the four ships, but Iran has denied any involvement. In a wide-ranging meeting today in Sochi, Russia, between Mike Pompeo and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Mr. Pompeo has said the United States does not seek a war with Iran.
We're looking for Iran to behave like a normal country, and that's our ask. And we have applied pressure to the leadership of the Islamic Republic of Iran to achieve that. We fundamentally do not seek a war with Iran, but we've also made clear to the Iranians that if American interests are attacked, we will most certainly respond in an appropriate fashion.
Tensions between the two countries have been simmering since the US pulled out of the 2015 Iran nuclear accord, arguing that the agreement does nothing to stop Iran from developing missiles or destabilizing the Middle East. The European parties to the accord, though, Britain, France and Germany, insist the agreement was never meant to address those issues, but that it has been effective in curbing Iran's nuclear ambitions. Since the pullout, US President Donald Trump has ramped up sanctions on Iran as it pushes to negotiate a broader arms control deal with Tehran. The situation came to a head last week when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani gave the remaining signatories 60 days to come up with a plan to shield his country from the US sanctions, or Iran would resume high-level enrichment of uranium. Washington has deployed an aircraft carrier and more fighter jets to the Gulf region as Trump issued a warning to Tehran.
We'll see what happens with Iran. If they do anything, it will be a very bad mistake. If they do anything, I'm hearing little stories about Iran. If they do anything, they will suffer greatly. We'll see what happens with Iran.
But Mr. Trump has shot down reports from the New York Times that defense officials were discussing a military plan to send as many as 120,000 troops to the Middle East should Iran attack American forces or accelerate work on nuclear weapons.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that. But I think it's just, where was that story? In the New York Times? Well, the New York Times is fake news.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi said Baghdad was communicating regularly with Tehran and Washington and that things would end well.
We hope that things will end well, and there are indications from both parties that things will end well, and there is a real desire to find outlets for this crisis.
Mr. Pompeo's briefing earlier in the week with European foreign ministers in Brussels reportedly failed to convince them of the urgency of the Iranian threat. They repeated their commitment to the 2015 nuclear deal and warned of the dangers of unintended consequences of a military build-up.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.